and that Zayin Amid Aleph in the middle of Tosfos. We are on Tosfos, Oit Hiksha. This is where the lines start widening in the middle of the Amid. It's perhaps a little bit after the middle of this area, Oit Hiksha, that this is a kasha that Rabbi Netam asked. The Hoche Mashme de Teifeyach Latfiyach Habichibo. We learned in our Gemara that if you have Teifeyach Latfiyach, if there's enough moisture that is wet enough to make something else wet, that is sufficient to be Mechabo to Mikvois. That means if we have two bodies of water, each one has, let's say, 39 so, and there is a chibur of moisture of that tefech latfiyach, so that's machabur, that's what it says in our Gemara. Beperik vav de mikvois now, we learned in mikvois, umaisi lo beperik kama de yevomis, beperik shlishi de chagige, Erev mikvois kshefeferes hanoid ba'ovya ubachalolo kishteyet bois chaisreis limkaimo. That if you have a wall between two mikvois, each mikveh, let's say, has 39 so. If you have a hole that is in the middle of this wall, it's divided by a wall, these two mikvois are divided by a wall, and you have a hole in the middle of the wall, the diameter of the hole is two etzbois, by two etzbois. So, and it would seem that there's water flowing in this hole. This hole is full of water, l'chayre, and you have so much water that fills up a hole of two etzbois by two etzbois, so that is mechaber the two mikvois, and it becomes one. So there's a miradike kasha. So here it said you need two etzboi, you need so much water to fill up a circle of a diameter of two etzbois. And here we say that all you need is moisture, which is tefeich latfiach, and that's sufficient to be mechaba. This kasha the Rabbeinu Tam asks, which is a miradike kasha. Va'ima Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam answered on this kasha, denekev beinen shveferes hanoi. No, you need a hole that has a diameter of two etzbois. Avomayim sagi b'teifeyach latviyach. He says, what's your kasha? The Mishnah is speaking about the size of the hole. How much water has to be going through the hole? That is sufficient. B'teifeyach latviyach. So what is pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says the wall needs such a hole. The chibur is sufficient if it's teifeyach latfiyach. So the Briskerov says pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam as follows. Briskerov says we are speaking about that we have two mikvois which are separated by a wall. And each mikveh has, let's say, 39 saw. Now, so 39 saw is no good. You need 40 saw. In order for it to become kosher, you have to unite these two bodies of water, because 39 and 39 will, it's two 39s which are divided by a wall, so you have two 39s. It has to become one big body of 40 saw. And how can you have 40 so if you have a wall dividing it? So the purpose of making a hole in the wall is this is a pirtze in the wall. I'm showing the division is not an absolute division. I have a nice big hole in the wall. So that takes away the chesoron of being divided. Fine. But there's another problem. There's a problem, but how do you need, you have to be mechabel, the two bodies of water that, to make it one big body, that the chibur is sufficient is sufficient to pay a manas latviach. So the way in terms of a more in the kiferet, you have to understand what there's a wall dividing two mikvois, there's two problems. Number, the two bodies of water which are moved though. You can't, two bodies of water which are moved though, which are divided, cannot become one. You need one body of water. So we have to be size of the wall. So by making a pierce in the wall, which is Hazalnu, the shear of Bezat's voice, or Bezat's voice, this is a hole with a diameter of two voice. So that takes away the problem of the wall that's being mavdu. Then also, you have to have some sort of a chibur. A chibur is sufficient with Taifeyach, Amanas, Lahatviyach. Now, Gavuche, just 1 second, the Rab Chaim says the same Yisod, and Rab Chaim brings a raya, he says there's a Mishneh. What if you have a wall that's dividing the two mikvois, and the wall is Eimed Lipel? So then you don't need a hole. Because then you don't have a wall, you don't have a division. That means if they're absolutely divided, so then you have a problem. So either we break down the wall, we don't have to break down the whole wall, we'll make a nekev in the wall, so that alone is a pirtze in the wall, so then we lost the problem of the two bodies being divided. Mechuber has to be mechuber, so that is sufficient to vech manas latviach. Ve'ein nirelari. So the Ben Tam said a moir de kiyisot, there are two halachas that we need. We need that the water should not be moved though. That's why we need a mekev of Bezat's boys. We also need a chibur, but the chibur is sufficient. Tefech amanas latviach. Ve'ein nirelari. So the Rik wishes to disagree. This nan be meseches mikvois perikvot. Koisel shebein shtei mikvois. There was a wall between two mikvois. The two mikvois do not have a shir mikve in any of them. Shenizdak lishesi, and now there became a crack, a vertical crack, mitzdarev. So, a vertical crack, for some reason, makes that the two mikvois become mitzur. La'orev, what if the crack is an horizontal crack? Name mitzdarev. A horizontal crack is not sufficient. You need a nekevok shveferes hanoi. Rabbi Yehuda aimer chiluf hadvorim. Rabbi Yehuda says punfakel. A horizontal crack, you don't need a nekev. A vertical crack, you do need a nekev. Fine, okay. Nivritzu milamaylo ze lesoich ze. What if you have the water is till the top of the kaisel, but the kaisel is blocking the water. So you have a pirza on the top of the kaisel that a chelik of the top of the kaisel broke off, and now the water, the mokim, this pirza, the water is connected from one mikveh to the other mikveh. Nivritzu milamaylo ze lesoich ze al rum keklipas hashum. Al roichev kishveiferes hanoi, hainu shtei atzbois. Now, so it says in the Mishnah as follows. We have here, let's say we have here a koisel that is mavdol between two mikvois, and we have on the top is a small pirza on the top. Now the pirza has to be, the pirza is over here, the water is flowing through this pirza, that's the chibur. The pirza has to be a width of two etzvois, and a goiva, an oimek of klipas hashom. So now, there are going to be two kashas on the Rabbeinu Tam. Kasha number one, why do you need an oimek of klipas hashom? Tefech latzvich is enough. In Chibu you're telling me, tefech latzvich is enough, and then let's pick out the other kasha, oisemein, and the other kashas, you see, that if you need, here you need that there should be water that is a width of tefech, a width of shteyat's boys. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, if you have tefech latviach, so that is on the bottom of the neck, and the bottom of the neck, if you don't have a roichev of shteyat's boys, the bottom of the neck, and you have a mashu over there, and that's your yechibah of tefech latviach. And that's going to be the kash on the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. Im kein hat ik tama Eich mi kein hod de kama eire mikvois shefer es hanoit. Is molin nekev mayim bina. So we need it to be full of water. That means, nifratu milamaylo, so you don't have on top of its wall, you don't have any dover hamamdu. So then it's sufficient that you should have a roichem of shtei etzbois. If you have a nekev be'emtza hakaisu, so that's more chamor, so then it's still mubdul, so then you need sheferes hanoid moli nekev mayim binem. It should be full of water. That's what it says in these two Mishnahs. But if you sell it to Rabbi Natam, there's no roichev. It's a round hole. So if you have tefech latzviach on the bottom of the nekev, you do not have a roichev of shteyetz boys. The nekev is a circle with a diameter of shteyetz boys. So the bottom of the circle does not have a roichev of shteyetz boys. So memele, zakasha and the Rabbeinu Tam. Venire, so we see the Ben Tam is wrong. Venire the davke le Rabbi Yehuda sagi betayfeich latfiach. Avle Rabbanan tzorik klipas Hashem bereichev shtei etzboi. So first of all, the Ri wants to say in the first malach, it's a machlikas tanoi. Rabbi Yehuda take says tefeich latfiach. Well, I have a mishne that says klipas Hashem, which is more than tefeich latfiach. That's the Chachomim. The Chachomim all tefech latzviach is not sufficient. You need a bigger oimek. You need klipas Hashem. Kshakoysel mafsik, that's what's on top of the koysel. So you don't have a koysel mafsik. Kshakoysel mafsik, tzorek shevayferes hanoit shiya nekev molei. Then you need that the whole nekev has to be full of water. Period. Ad kan l'shoinek. So just like to mention one vote. So that the Briskerov says as follows. In the Rabbein Natan we said a beautiful beer. There's two dinim. There's one din has to be together, the main mehamikveh, and that's the purpose of the nekev. And then you need chibur. And chibur, the Rabbein Natan said, is tzvech latviach. Now, the Ri says that you need, the nekev should be full. So the Briskerov says, what is pshat in the Ri? Does the Ri mean to say that you need a chibur of meloi nekev of shteyetz bois? That's how much water you need to be mechaba. So in Gansen, he doesn't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam's lomdus. The Rabbeinu Tam said you need the lomdus salts to make a pirte in the Kaisel Amavdu. Or you could say, no, he's made it to the Rabbeinu Tam. The hole, this size hole is not a din in chibur. You don't need a chibur of maloi nekev mayim. The nekev is like the Rabbeinu Tam said. We have to make a nekev in the Kaisel to make sure the bodies of water should not be moved on. I need the whole nekev should be full of water. So the Briskerov Amoyre de Kibot. He says, what will be? You have a 10-foot wall that is separating the mikvahs, and the goiva of the mikveh is 5 feet. So you have a 5-foot mikveh and a 10-foot wall that's dividing. Now I'm gonna, I'll come to Rav, is this a good mikveh? So Rav looks at the Chayim Shemaim, this side is 39, this side is 6, not a good mikveh. The wall is mavdal. You have to make a hole. So the person will go. So go. Make a hole 1 inch from the top of the kaisel. That means after 9 feet, 9.5 feet, he's going to make a hole over there. He made a hole. So what, that hole doesn't help the situation. The kaisel that's mavdal is on, and in the first 5 feet, that the hole over there will not at all help the situation. So the Briskerov. So the Ri held that if the water level is not filling the hole, So you have to make a whole b'mokim ha-mikveh. That means you have to be, that these two mikvois have to become, they have to become one unit as davke if there's no havdola b'neim. So the havdola is b'mokim with this water. You can make, if the hole is over the water level, vuzgeit meron, that it's 5 feet over the water level, or 5 inches over the water level, or a chelik is in the water level, and a chelik is over the water. The chelik that's over the water level is leimal of leimayrit, because that chelik is over the mikvah. This hole has to unite the mikvah. So the hole has to be b'mokim the water. That's what the ri holds. So he says, the longest of the Rabbeinu Tam, the ri agreed 100%. But he just tied it to the Rabbeinu Tam, if there's only a tefeich latvia, and rive of the hole is over the water level, so that won't help the situation. So you have, so that will not take away the mavdul. The hole has to be b'mokim, the kaisel is mavdul, bein beis hamikvois, there you need a hole to break this avdola. In one place, there should be connected. That's what the Buskerov says. Fine. Bekitzer, so the Ri said that there are two shiurim of, you need a klipas hashum, or you need the naked molei mayim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a shiur of tefech latvich, and we don't pass like them. These mishnayos are not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Vahi the nitzik. Lefimai demasik leinyan mikvois b'Rabbi Yehudi motzi osi kerabono v'davki de tefech latvia chibo osi kerabbi Yehudi avo lehu de nitzik v'katafris diktoni bo demashke teifeyach eine chibo hainu afilu teifeyach latvia. So now, Tosfos says further, if we are, we just, the Ri just made a machlokes. The Ri just made a machlokes that what Rabbi Yehuda says, tefech tefech is a chibur legabi mikveh, this could be only Rabbi Yehuda holds like this. That's what Tosfos says, because I have a Mishnah that says you need lemaila keklipas hashum, you need some amela, so the Ri made a machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. So amela zok the Ri, that it could be the first Mishnah, Hanitzik Vakatafris or Mashke Tefeich. Mashke Tefeich can mean Tefeich Latfiach, because according to the Chumim, Tefeich Latfiach is also not a Chibur. The minimum amount of Chibur is Klipas Hashum, not Tefeich Latfiach. So it could very well be that this Mishnah, Hanitzik Vakatafris or Mashke Tefeich, which could mean Tefeich Latfiach, this is going according to the Chachomim. The Baraisa that we learned, that Rabbi Yehuda, that the Tefech Latzviya Chibur is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Ri wants to say. Yeah. Vayday Mari, Tafilu Rabbi Yehuda, Lesley Tefech Latzviya Chibur, Beraglov Neugis Bebay. Now the Ri wants to say Nochmel. First, we have a problem. We have a problem that it says that the minimum amount of water to be Mechaber is Klipas Hashum. And that's more than Tefeach Latzvir. So first the Ri wants to say that not according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Machlokes. Voidei Meri, the Fuller Rabbi Yehuda, Lesloi Tefeach Latzvir, Chibur, Beraglov Neugis Bebay, Elo Mikoyach Gud Aches. Aber bekarke shoved lo shaykh kodachis boy klipas hashum osi yid nifrat ze zel ze zafel kab yehude ari hosam bereishem ye period. Now the Ri wants to say another thing, that we don't have to be marba machlekes be Yisrael. We had here it says that tefeich latfiach is a chibur. Here it says that you need, the minimum chibur is klipas hashem. So the Ri wants to say now that a fiddle Rabbi Yehuda who holds teifeyach latviach is a chibur, That's dafk in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, where you say gurachis. So memele, so now let us understand. The svar of gurachis is, Rav Luvin wants to bring down, just like we had mentioned from the Brisker Rav, that there are two dinim. There's one din that has to be one unit, and then there has to be a chibra of some sort. And that's the purpose of a nekev, that's the purpose of a pirtze, that's the purpose of gurachis. That means gurachis, if we have a person standing in a mikveh, and the water is dripping down, and we have to be mechaba all the water from the mikveh on the person into the mikveh. So we have gurachis. So gurachis is a lomdesh moirid. We just brought down all the water into the mikveh. So if we brought that water into this mikveh, so on lomdesh, the water is here already. Now all we need is some sort of a chibur also, some sort of a chibur. So if the water is completely here already, then it is sufficient a chibur of teifeach amanas latviach. Masha'enke in the Mishnah Mekvois that there's a pirtza lamaylo. So there you don't have gurachas. There's water on one side, there's water on the other side. And memeilis, so there you need a stronger chibur of klipas hashum, in order to unite, because we still have the problem, the water is divided. So you need a bigger amount of mayim to be mechaba of klipas hashum. That's memela is for him for the kasha. The Rabbi Yehuda also holds of klipas hashum. Rabbi Yehuda is only working with gurachis. Mahalach number three. The Ri Oimer, the Ri wants to say, that he the nitzik v'katafris, Loilinyan chibur mikvoi sairi. Bechlal is not speaking about chibur mikvoi. Ela leinyan hashoket. It's speaking about hashoket. And what does that mean? That means that our Mishnah nitzik v'katafres v'amashket vech einei chibur leilatum of leilatarit is speaking about hashoket. What's hashoket? Hashoket is if you have mashkin tmeim, you want to be metayah the mashkin, so if you're mashik, the mashkin tmeim to a mikveh, so that's metayah, that's called like a zriyeh, it was nizra in the mikveh, so all these mashkin tmeim become tohel. There's a tara of hashoket. So it's, yeah, so memele, so now the Ri says that this bereise, anitzik v'katafres mashkin tefeyach, is speaking about, go another story, and we're going to have, because of this farm for tasach kashas. Here it is speaking about, you have here a kosher mikveh. I have a kosher mikveh already. Now I have mashkin tmeim. I want to be mitayer the mashkin tmeim a yidei hashoke. So if I would bring the mashkin tmeim direct to the mikveh, I'd be mashik tmeim, so shalom al Yisrael. It's speaking about that I have a chibur of nitzuk to the mikveh, or katafres, or tefeach latfiach, or tefeach. He says like this: the way we were learning till now, aleinyan hashoket. Hashti havei letare dumye detume. Then he says, "I bezoich." We're saying it's speaking about hashoket. We gain something else. Letume nitzik ein achibah letume means that I have a keli with mayim tmeim on the bottom, mayim toirim on top, and I have a stream of water that's mechaba the two kelim. It's ein echibah letume means this chibah is not metame the top keli. So ein echibah letara means this chibah is not metayer the top keli. If I have mayim tmeim that I'm pouring into a mikveh, so the chibah is not metayer. So mamish letame or letayer is speaking about the same case. V'chein mashme. That the Gemara till now was learning that it's speaking about Hashoket. Mid the comma, Dilme, then the Gemara says, Tefeyach Latviach is a chibur. So what's Ilfish Ayla? Dilme in your mikvois. Maybe Tefeyach Latviach is speaking about mikvois, but Rabbi Yehuda, Mashme, that Hashelava Muki be mikvois. Till now we're learning it's speaking about Hashoket. The Gemara says that's speaking about mikvois. We'll push it. So now how does the Gemara go? The Gemara wanted to be poshit ilfe shayla. The mashke teifeyach ene chibur le'inyin ashoke. It's not called a chibur le'inyin ashoke. Wadi le'inyin etile. Le'inyin etile, it's also not called a chibur. Now, how the Gemara wanted to be medame the tila to a shock. The comma lay triche, the ike tefech latvier. Boy, he had dictated the maske tefech and a hibble in your shock, he might have tefech shalay latvier. I feel about tefech latvier. So that means the modest takashan ilfe, here it says klo, that a tefeach is not a hibble agabe a shock. So the Moses says, yeah, but ilfe is klang tefeach latvier. Maybe it's a chibah legabe yashoke, who adin legabe netila. Bekama anami tanine. Ha'avi chibah, that tefech latvich is a chibah legabe yashoke. V'dochi, ha'ad tanine, that tefech latvich is a chibah, dilme le'inyen mekvois v'rabi Yehudi, mitam godaches. The Gemara says, over there, tefech latvich is not a chibah normally. It's a special kulem mikveh, since we say godaches already. So it's the lomdus of Godachas, the water is in the mikveh already. So you have already the water in the mikveh. So memele, so then a chibah koldu will be sufficient, and tefech latvich will be good. Avlin yinashok, emid le'av a chibah, afilu le'av Yehudim. K'may be mikveh b'karke shovet, the lack of Godachas. So memele, so Tosfos wants to say that, according to this third pshat, so the whole Gemara was only speaking about Ashoke. You wanted to be Medame and Netila to Ashoke. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about Mikveh. So Mikveh is unique. Mikveh has a mile, the Rabbi Yehuda's case is a mile of good aches. So Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about so good aches. With Tefech Amnas Latfiach is good. But if you don't have a good aches, by a shocker, you don't have, the only concept of good aches applies by mikveh. That means I need the water here. It has to be in one place. So I schlep down the water. By a shocker, you just need a chibur. There's no musik of good aches by a shocker. So memele, so by a shocker takev, they don't have good aches. The tefech latvich is also not a chibur. After by mikveh, you have gurachas, and then tevech latfiach, then achiba geru is also good. So memele, so Tosfos says, v'hashta hide chagige leikoshe midi. So now, let's go back to the beginning of Tosfos. Rabbi Netam asked a kasha, in our Mishnah it says, katafta sein achiba. And then the Gemara chagige says that there's three gaimemiyos and katafras is a chibah over there. You say gurachis. And here you don't say gurachis. That was Rabbi Netam's kasha. So the kasha was only shver because Rabbi Netam learned anitzik va katafras and mashke trefeya is speaking about mikveh. So here it's a katafras is not a chibah by mikveh. And there it says katafras is a chibah by mikveh. So the Rabbi Netam had a problem. But the way the Ri said, katafras is speaking about Hashoke, you don't have gurachis. If you don't have gurachis, so then katafras is not a chibah. In Chagige it says katafras is a chibah. That's talking about mikveh. Mikveh you have gurachis. With gurachis, katafras can be a chibah. Just like the Ri said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, tefeich latvich is a chibah when you have gurachis. When it's mayim shavim, you need klipas hashum. So you see that gurachis helps that a chibah geruah is good. So memele, so it's mostly good. The Gemara Chagige is speaking about mikvois, which you have good aches. So with good aches, katafras is good. We are speaking about a shock which you don't have good aches, and then katafras is no good. So the kasha finds her nishtot. That's what he wants to answer. Vashti the Chagige loikoshe midi. Ubatzinu lameima lekula alme matvilin betachtoines. And I don't have to say the whole shtik teure of the Rabbeinu Tam. The whole shtik teure of the Rabbeinu Tam had problems over problems. There it says that you can be teure on the bottom one. And here it says, katafas einachim, it says, oh, because over there it's speaking about that the middle one is memso. Here we're speaking about 220s. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam said. And then the Rabbeinu Tam had a problem, katafas einachim, what for shot in Rabbi Yehuda? Katafas einachim. So he said, another shittayo, say Philippe. According to Tosfos, now all these problems dissolve. That means like this, whenever you have good aches, then katafas is achim, tefech, Latviyach is a chibur. Then when they have good achis, there's no problem. So the gememiyus, you have katafris, you have good achis, so then katafris is a chibur. So it's not necessary that the middle gememiyah has to be 40 so, or 3 can be 20 so. You have Gurachis, Katafos is a chibur. That is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Miragam Negis B'mayim. You also have their Gurachis, so then Katafos is a chibur. And that's what it says by us, Katafos ain't a chibur, speaking about Ashoke. Ashoke, you don't have Gurachis, so then Katafos is not a chibur. Let's see, innovating in Tosfos. So the kasha that Rabbeinu Tam asked from Chagiga is not shver. And it's in the meaning of kula alma matvilim betachtoin afila leke bem tzois mem. You don't need mem. V'nokit bem tzois mem. So then it's a little problematic. So why did the Mishnah mention that the middle one was mem if it's like ma'al of leim moirit? Ashmina de velochi toni beseifa betesefta bechachamim oimim ein matbilen ele bemtsois vaha bishiyesh mem bemtsois velochi ein matbilen betachtoin heis de chachamim achaylik de chachamim not hold of good achis. So if you don't have good achis, mem also won't be a trufe chorshkin beyoine. So tangas mem revusav de chachamim in de bereise inami kamash mulan de gazrinen emtsois oto achig. Maybe there's another reason why he mentions mem. He's mentioning mem to tell us that since the others are apostles, we should be geyser of the mem or to the others. So he says, no, we won't geyser. So that's why he mentions mem. Period. Avo koshin. Now Tosfos says akashin. L'may desalke daitoch. Now we have here a sugya over here. The Ri had learned that that this Mishnah Nitzik Kataftis Umashke Tefeach in a chibur speaking about Ashoke. The Gmaista Kasha and Ilfe, so what's your suffix? It's in a chibur, Rabbi Ashoke, it's in a chibur, Rabbi Netila. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, oh, Ilfa was klang a shayla by Tefeach Latviach. Who was klang a shayla by Tefeach Latviach? Then the Gemara just says, Takashe, then the Gemara says, oh, we have enough in the Mishnah, enough in the Marais, Tefeach Latviach is good, so what's Ilfa shayla? Then the Gemara says, oh, that's talking about Mikveh. But before that, there was a Mahalach in the Gemara. Speaking about Ashoke, Ashoke Tefeach is not a chibur, Tefeach Latviach is a chibur. Now, so this is a kasha. Avol kosh, l'may desalke daiter Tefeach Latviach have a chibur, linyan Ashoke. Alme, b'tefeach Latviach on a makilum yoysel linyan Ashoke, m'linyan mikvois, the mikveh lo yhavi chibur. Now, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says you need klipas Hashum. If it's nifratzom elamaylo, you need klipas Hashum. Here it says, tefeyach, which is more than tefeyach latviach. Tefeyach latviach is not good by mikveh. Here it says, tefeyach latviach is good by hashoke. So, ask a kashe. Oh, here it says tefeyach latviach is good by hashoke. And here it says you need klipas Hashum. So let's get kasha. Ooh, a kasha. So the two different dinim. Hashoke, tefeach latviach is enough. Mikveh, you need klipas Hashum. No kasha. But let's just hold chesed. So what, but listen, hashmi la'oznach ha'mashepicha medaber. So let me ask you one more question. Which is more chama? Mikveh is more chama because mikveh needs klipas Hashum, and Ashoke is a skill. Fine. So remember that. So mikveh is more chama than Ashoke. The mikveh la avechibah. The nitzik ve katafras avechibah. The bashok la avechibah. The mikveh avechibah. And then, when it comes to Nitzik v'Katachas, we said, the Gemara in Chagiga says, Katachas is a Chibur. And here says, Katachas is not a Chibur. So the Ri says, well, this Kashin in the Talmud is not Shver, because there's Mikveh and here's Hashokir. But let's say, what does that mean? There's Mikveh, and Mikveh, Katachas is good. Here's Hashokir, and by Hashokir it's no good. So what are you saying? That Hashokir is more Chomer than Mikveh. So Memeila Frek Taisvis, so when the Gemara and the Havmina held that the Feyach Latvich is good by Ashokim, and Akocha by Mikveh it's not good, so then we see that Ashok is more Chomer than Mikveh. And when it comes to Katafras, we say Fakir that Mikveh is Kiel. Before we saying that Ashok is Gringer than Mikveh. By Mikveh you need Klipas Hashum, and by Ashok you need Tefech Latvich is sufficient. And when it comes to Katafras, we say Katafras is good by Mikveh and possible by Ashok. Is L'davoini, I don't understand Taisus Kasha. Because Taisus had just said before, why is Katafras good by Mikveh? So Taisus said, because you have good Aches. So Taisus alone had said, Taisus says, I feel according, Taisus mentioned before, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Feyach Latvich is good, and here it says you need Klipas Hashum. So Tais says, well, not the Feyach Latvich is good, because you have good Aches. If you need Klipas Hashum, you don't have good Aches. So Al Koponim, we see good Aches is a factor. Good Aches is a factor that if in Lomdis the water is already on the bottom, so then a Chibur Guru is also good. So I don't understand Tais with Kasha. Tais with Esa Kasha, Taisvah says, we find that Tefeich Latvich is good by Ashokir, not good by Mikveh. You're right. Mikveh is takim mocham, or you need a bigger chibur. Masha'en ken Katafras is good by Mikveh, and Katafras is not good by Ashokir, because by Mikveh you have good Achis, and by Katafras, by Ashokir, you don't have good Achis. So, Lechayre, I mean, that's me the Yisaidis, Brent Taisvah, so I don't understand Klo, but Taisus Kasha is. Such the Gemara Vaita. We are in the middle of the sugya which we were speaking about, mix and match. If you have Chetshi B'tikim Chachomim and Chetshi B'tikim Aget, then we went to Gidit Chamishim, Machitza Chamishim, and Yeshtar Lidayim Lachatzoyim. So we are continuing this sugya with similar shailas. Amar Rav Yirmiya, Chay Amru HaBoreshe V'Rubay B'mayim Shuvim V'Toyer Shenoflu Areshe V'Rubay Shleishe Lugim Mayim Shuvim Tomei. Let us elaborate a little. Let us just elaborate on this halacha for 1 minute, because I'm going to learn Taisus before we see Rashi. Bizman Chazal, the mikvois were far from sanitary and clean. They did not have they didn't have sophisticated plumbing in the mikvois. So mele, the mikvois, which were make shamim in Abir, through the ribui usage of kama anoshim, so the mikvois became musach. They had a bad odor. They were dirty. When a person went into the mikveh, he felt that after he went out of the mikveh, he was dirtier than before he went in, which was true. In Gashmis, he was not dirtier, but in Ruchnis, he was toyer. So what did they do? So they went, well, Yitzuch the Neitzah. So after going to the mikveh, they went and took a bath. Or they poured water on themselves, clean water. And now, fine, so nothing wrong with that. But then, Bilvois Hayomim, people started thinking that Loi HaMikveh Metayer Ela HaMayim Metayer. I mean, you can see, you can feel it yourself. I mean, here you feel you're refreshed. You go into the mikveh, you don't feel too refreshed. So Chazal were afraid that's going to become a chmon and a tlon, a shek lecha kilkul. So we'll stop using mikvois, and we'll start using baths and or showers or something like that. So in order to prevent this kilkel, Chazal, this is one of the Yudchas Gzeiras, Chazal made a Gzeira that a person who goes into Mayim Shuvim, or Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim is poured on him, becomes Tomei Letumim. Becomes Tomei Letumim. So now, Zomazach Shtalon Zachor, so a person went into the Musrach Nike Mikveh, he went out, no, Baruch Hashem, after wait for Herif Shemesh, he can eat Tumim, but then they'll go and pour water on him, so he told him, Rabbi, you tell me again. How'd I become go again into the Mikveh? But then he'll learn his lesson that after the Mikveh, you don't go to the bath, and you don't pour Mayim Shuvim on you, because else you're just defeating the purpose. Now, so now let us see. Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Harei Amru, Habo Roishei Verubay B'Mayim Shuvim, if Roishei Verubay was in Mayim Shuvim, a bath, or V'Toyer Shenofla Roishei Verubay Shloi Shalugim, or a Toyer that three Lugim Mayim Shuvim fell on top of him, Tomei, he's Tomei Letrum. Ist da mir letrum. Boy rabir mir, rabir mir klar da shaile, het shai be bie ve het shai be nefil. What if a person goes into a bath? It's het shai be bie, not roish be ruboy. It's het shai. Half of his body is in the bath. And the other half, they pour, this is mamash ani luyis, I mean, so we can get clean and avoid the tumas chazal. Ve het shai be nefil, and about half of his body is getting a shower with clean water. Does it become mitzurif? And his tummy letume, or it doesn't become mitzurif, and he's taiko. Yeah. So let's just see Taisus for a minute, then we'll come to Rash. Habo reishe verube b'mayim shuvim v'toyer shenoflu. That is now, it's very interesting. So when it comes to Noflu, we're talking about a Toher. When we're speaking, using a bath, we're speaking about Habor. It doesn't say Toher. Now, Tosfos explains what that is. Dal tfu yoim davke gozru bebiye. V'cholshkem benefilim. A tvul yayim, that means this whole gzeir was only, they didn't ask a person to take a bath. He'll never take a bath. No, pshat is, the day he toiveled himself, that day don't go into bath. So as long as that day he doesn't go into that bath, so Chazal accomplished their purpose. So mele, that day doesn't go into bath and he eats truma at night. The time he can go into the bath and he eats tumi l'truma. So he knows that it was metayim him, the mikvah was metayim. We'll go to the bath, will become tummy. The next day, he can take a bath gesuntari. So the gzeire of habo doesn't say toher. Habo means a tvul yayin. If the same day you toiveled yourself and you took a bath, so that bath will be metamiyu. That says habo. And the same day, if someone will pour three lugim mayim shuvim, you're also tummy. Avol toyer davke b'nefilim. But toyer, so lochere toyer means, out of the clear blue sky, someone poured three lugim on him. He's not a tvul yoin. So a toyer is tomei davke b'nefilim. A toyer is not tomei be. A toyer is not tummy to take a bath. A toyer is tummy only to take a shower of three lugim. V'taim ha'oim aridech mira b'nefile, mishum shamay sekachoy k'dam ha'osam, v'hoyu noisnim aleim shloy shalugim mayim shuvim. The whole gzeira started because of shloy shalugim. So there they were machma, afil he's not a tvuyay. Now, I just like to mention two things. L'chayre, it would come out the Chiddushi Aran says she'ein hatzibur yecholim lamed debiyeh betoyer שאם כן אין לך אדם רויחץ במבטי. So the Ranzas are more like a Zach, the Chidush Aran says, that means they did not want to ask a bath, betoher, he only asked a bath betful yoyim. That means the day you go to the mikveh, you go into a bath, you tummy again. The next day, isn't pay. Because if you'll say the next day, you'll become tummy, so he can take a bath, period. And whenever he takes a bath, he becomes tummy again. She has to go into the mikveh again. So forget, a bath is only metame a tvulya. The day of the mikveh, he's tummy. Now, l'chayre, it would be mashme aber nefile. Nefile l'chayre, the Taisa says, afil ha-toyer also. So toyer, l'chayre is gematria. That means that the next day, a toyer is not lol, a toyer can take a shower, period. L'chayre, zeh what is given. L'chayre, bossy, I saw a tshuva from Ramayish and Yeradeyach, Helik Beis, Rav Kuf Samaches. I don't understand Klo what he says, but it would seem from him that the next day a fellow shower is also mut. I don't understand Klo what he says. I don't understand what the Moshe says. L'chvod the Rehitis Loshna Dvorim would be, the Loshna Ran would seem like that they asked for a toyer nefila, period, and in order to, that the Tzibur should be able to take a bath, so they only asked a bath when he's a Tzvuyay. Now, let us just say one thing. According to Taisvitz, the Gemara is clearing a shayla, Rabbi Yirmiya shayla, chetzye bin nefila v'chetzye bibiye. So, when is it talking about? By a tvulyoin. Because if he's not a tvulyoin, so there's nothing more to talk about. Because the bee is nothing. Only a tvulyoin is not to take a bath. So, kochach, we have to say, Rabbi Yirmiya Shailas, he was a tvul yoyim. By a tvul yoyim, there's a metame of a bath. By a tvul yoyim, there's a metame of the filler. And that was Rabbi Yirmiya Shailas. Let us see Rashi. Habo roishai verubai. So Rashi says, Shehu toher. Let us see Rashi. Habo roishe berubai shehu toher b'mayim shuuvim b'soich hakeli. So it would seem that Rashi is chilek on Taisvis. And Rashi holds that the gzeira of Habo is also by a toher, not only by a tful yayim. So then if not according to Rashi, so what happened, Takir? I mean, so there was no baths, no showers. It was a little uncomfortable. Anyway, that's the others that I saw in the Eitzim before Shea Talmud, they bring down the Pukhera Rashi is Chelek HaTaisvus. Mishlomach said Rashi, not Chelek HaTaisvus, it's a Rashi Makis. But Al Koponim, the Pashas was in Rashi is Chelek HaTaisvus. Tomei L'Trumat Shei Yitvel. He's Tomei L'Trumat. Migzeire Shmeina Osadovahu, but they come to Masech HaShabbos, before Shmai Taima Gozolei. There were ma'oris, there were caves that were sruchim, and that was used l'tvila. L'acha tvila ha'yarechtin b'shuvim, they washed themselves b'shuvim. V'ischilu lo'yma lo'yelu metarim, ala'elu metarim, then they said, you know what's metarim, not the mikvah's metar, the shuvim are metar. The gozru aleyim, then you have to be going to a bath, b'shuv gozru aleyim, sh'noflo, sh'loy sh'lugi ma'im shuvim, So that's the shayla of Rabbi Yirmiya, and it's taiku. Agav urche, there's a meiradika remor in Hilchas Tvila. The Ramah brings down a minig, the Makir is a Mordechai, that a woman, after Tviloso, should not wash herself. And the Makir from the Mordechai is this Gemara. I mean, the same thing. I mean, just like we had by Oichlei Trume, we had that that Shiloyimru, that it's the Ambati is Matayr and not the Mikveh. So it'll come out the same thing over here. So the Goyim is Choylik on the Ramah. Ramesh is Mavaya. The Ramah is a Das Yochid, is such a minig Lamaise, but Meiker Adin, there's no comparison. Chazal, when Chazal said that Habo b'mayim shuvim is Tomei, Chazal never said that when he's bo b'mayim shuvim, retroactively the tvila doesn't help. Chazal never said that. A person went into the mikveh, he's toyer l'trume, he's a tvoyoyim. He washes himself a mayim shuvim, so the mayim shuvim is metamehim. It's metamim, so there's a nice tummy in the tummy. So the going time is, but by nidi you don't have this. You don't have this before she went to the mikveh, now she was toil abayla. Now the mayim will asahal abayla. There was never such a gzeire. The mayim will be metamah, but this tum is not also labayla. Akatum is nidi is also labayla. So memele, the Motra is Moiredik Mechudish, what the Motra says, but the Ramah brings an Sadas Yochit, that Noagu, that they don't wash themselves the night of the Tefillah. Let's go further. Omar Rav Poppe, Harei Omru, Balkeri Chayle, Shenosno Lofti, Shekabim, Mayim Toyim. This is Takonis Ezra. Ezra made a Takone that a Balkeri is also Lil Maitoire till he tables himself. Now we have to understand the Mikvois Bisman Chazal. They weren't heated, and some of them also the mikvah wasn't heated. So Bishloim, a person who's a Bori. So he went into a cold mikveh in Tartik. He can't learn. You're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to daven. So he went to a cold mikveh. He was a Balkeri, and then he went to learn. But what about a Balkeri chayle? So Memele, he has a predicament. He can't go to a cold mikveh. And Leidach Gise, so what'll be? He won't learn. He won't daven. I mean, so they made a takone. Balkeri chayle shenosnol of tisha kabim mayim toyer. Tisha kabim mayim is metayer him. This tisha kabim came from mayim shudim. Because others ask, here we had shloisha lugim is metame, tisha kabim is metayer. So one of the tzurutzim is between two different things. Shloisha lugim is metame l'trume. Tisha Kabin is Matayel the Torah. They're two different things. It's not, they're two different in Yonah. So, Bekitzer Chazal made a takone, and a Balkeri becomes Mutter the Torah with Shvicha of Tisha Kabin. Boy Rapov, Chetchoi Betvile, the Chetchoi Benesina Mai. What'll be the din if there'll be half Tvile and half Nesina? Teiko, see the Gemara lies by a Teiko. Zot Rashi, Balkeri Chelotoy, Lidivrei Toyer. The Ezra Tikin Tvila La Balikarian, Kaidim Shaska Betoyer. The Kilo Al Hachoyle Benesinus Tisha Kabin. Afilu Shuvin, the Meseches Broches. Amol Tare Likonis Bemikvish Bin Aboim So, that we need Aboim So. Chetche betvile, shenichnas chetche ilesoich hamikve, al chetche inosan teskabin shuvim. Let us just start the next sug here. We had in the Mishnah said as follows. Let us just see the Mishnah. The second bubble of the Mishnah said as follows. Echad aime befonei nichtav, echad aime befonei nechtam posel. Schneim oimen von einer Nichtam, der Chalimen von einer Nechtam, Possel. Rabbi Yehuda Marsha. So Rashi in the Mishnah said Pshat, as follows. And Rashi seems to be learning according to Rove, that the reason you have to say before Nainichtav is the Osi Lach Lufi. So the Tanakama holds that if the aid who is made on the Chasime does not say before Nainichtav, someone else said it, that won't help the situation. But the Meid alone did not say before Nainichtav. So Mamela passed Osi Lach Lufi. So if she passed Osi Lach Lufi, so that's why it's possible. That's what the Tanakama holds. It doesn't matter if there's one person saying before Nainichtav, two people saying, it's Osi Lach Lufi. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that as long as before Nainichtav is being said, so there's no Osi Lach Lufi anymore. You compare this to other stories. Look, here is our before Nainichtav. I, the maid, is not saying it, but someone else is saying it. So if you look at the whole picture, you won't be machlis. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Yechnin, Loishonu. That's what the Tanakhama says. That if one says before Nainichtav and one says before Nainechtam, it is no good. El Sheine get Yoitzi mitachas Yedei Shneim. That both of these people are not Shluchim. Only one of them is a Shliach. I will get Yoitzi mitachas Yedei Shneim kosher. Let us see Rashi. Both of them are not shluchim. It's not two that brought a get. Zach maybe I'm as a phone brings again. Zach maybe I'm a funny nicht upon a nechta. Bezella yoma, he didn't say funny nicht upon a nechta, he just said the funny nechta. I will get yoitzi bebez mitachas yidei shneim. She shneim adukim boy, who shneim shluchim. Two people come and are holding the get. These two are the shluchim. It's kosher. So this is kosher. Va'af agav, the loy klum komri. They're not saying something proper. That means, the one who is saying before Nainechtam is not saying before Nainechtam. Is the Le'echot, the Le'chad Atzruchu Le'mei Metabayu. This Takona for Nainechtam was only said if one is a Shliach. The Le'echlev who became Shtar is the Almond. But if the two are Shluchim, so even though it was not said properly, Afelohochi Kosha, the Kosova Shtayim Shevi Yuget, Ein Tzrich in Loima, the Bechlof is Hebe Fana in Nichta, the time in Mishim Shem Eidem Mitzuyim Lekayme, Rei Eidem Mitzuyim Lekayme. So we hear this on that base on the base, according to Rode, if the whole time is all saying Eidem Mitzuyim Lekayme, normally, when two Shluchim bring a get from Medina Siyam, they are capable of being Mekayim the get. And if the woman has an opportunity to mekayim the get, that was the takonach. The takonach of Chazal was, the get is being brought from Medina Sayyam, we shouldn't put this woman in a predicament that later the Baal's going to come and be mar on the get. She won't have aid him at Sim Lekayim. But if Bishas Nasina Sayyam, we have two shluchim who are capable to be mekayim the get, so let her catch the bull by the horn, so let her use this opportunity. And so if she has an opportunity, Chazal never were matzrich and amir of an etu v'nei nechtu. V'rei eidem mitzuyim l'kayim. V'yev eidem mitzuyim l'kayim. V'ekt rashi v'ikashe. So if the maila of two shluchim is because you've eidem mitzuyim l'kayim, keep them the same. So what if you don't, if they're not shluchim? But you still have two people from Medina Sayyam. They're not shluchim. But you also have eidem mitzuyim l'kayim. Because the kim the safe safe shnaim hay malish name shluchim al yechemem hare yedem mitzvim lekaimoy. So Rashi says no. Le plug rabonon ben boim chabur as anoshim leboy yechidi ten mavchin u boidik beil le mucha chamilse in bos lahachshir eze yachshiru eze aber kshashnaim eviyu mirse le mucha chab lo yishchichi b'lo yachma bo rabon. So now Rashi says as follows. If there's one shliach, and he's the shliach, so people don't differentiate 20 other people walked in with him. We don't know if these 20 other people that they come with, they're also coming from Medina Sayyam. I see he's the shliach and he's one. So people will not differentiate if there's a single shliach is coming in and saying before a nechtam alone, or a single shliach with a chabur of 20 people is coming and saying before a nechtam alone. People see one aid is being Mikai machzime in the tosi lachlufim. Hashem came. If both of them are shluchim, so we see this is a unique case. Both of them are holding the get. This is a milsa deloy shchicha to make two people shluchim. This whole thing is obvious that this is a different case. Now, in a case when two people are shluchim, there's no need to say before nainichtav because we made them a tzvim lekaima. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said the whole problem in the Mishnah. The whole machloikas in the Mishnah between Tanakam and Rabbi Yudah is only one is a shliach. So there's a din amira before nainachtav alinechtam. So then we have a problem of machlufi. So then we have a machloikas if someone else saying before nainachtav will help the problem, will solve the problem. But if they're to aid them, so then there's machlal no necessity to say before nainachtav, then we don't have any problem whatsoever, so then it'll be kosher. Because Chazal were in the sakin and Kana Samira, if both of them are shluchim.